ポット101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Hello everyone, this is Naomi.
Peter here. Onomatopoeia Lesson 3, Sound and Non-Sound Imitations. Welcome to JapanesePod101.com's Onomatopoeia Series. In this series, we're exploring the wonderful world of Japanese onomatopoeia.
そうですね。That's right. We are studying Japanese onomatopoeia.
Onomatopoeia is the formation of a word from a sound associated with what is named. Examples in English include words like
crash and splash,
bam, bang, pow. The sounds of the words imitate the meaning. Also, many animal sounds like
bow wow, meow.
Now, Japanese has tons of onomatopoeia. So, if you're going to take your Japanese to the next level, you'll need to become familiar with as many of them as possible.
But Japanese onomatopoeia is not only useful, but it is also fun.
Really fun, because there's such a wide selection. So, without further ado, let's get into the wonderful world of Japanese onomatopoeia.
Hi.
Naomi-sensei, did you hear the previous lesson?
Of course.
Were you in the previous lesson?
No, it was Sakura, right?
Sakura.
So, kawaiikatta.
Yes.
She was cute.
She is awesome.
Ne, wan wan, nyan nyan, animal sounds.
That's right.
Do you know there's a kid's song called Inu no Omaari-san?
Dog police officer?
So, so, so. Wan 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 wan, wan 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 wan, ってう歌なんですけど。
Really?
Yeah.
I've never heard it. Is this song really popular?
When I was a kid, it was pretty popular. And I think it's too popular.
All right, so let's sing it.
Muri muri. I can't sing it because of the copyright.
We'll take our chances.
Muri muri.
And by the way, muri muri is not an onomatopoeia.
Impossible, impossible.
Yeah, just
repeating the word.
For emphasis.
Hi.
Okay. The two onomatopoeia we're talking about, wan wan and nyan nyan, are called
gionggo,
imitation of a sound. In today's lesson, we're going to introduce a type of onomatopoeia that works with both sound and non-sound senses. So basically, what this means is that some onomatopoeia in Japanese are not just for sounds, but also can express the way someone looks, the way someone feels, the way something looks. And to understand this concept is to really grasp onomatopoeia in Japanese. And this is what this course will do. So, are you ready, Naomi-sensei?
Of course.
Okay. Today we have one word. That is?
Para para.
So we can't translate this without the context. So, just by hearing this word, we don't know if it's type 1 or type 2 onomatopoeia. What we have to do is hear it in context. So, Naomi-sensei, can we hear it in context?
はい。私は本のページをパラパラとめくった。
One more time, nice and slow.
私は本のページをパラパラとめくった。
I leafed through the book. Now, in this case, パラパラ is imitating the actual sound. Now we're going to look at the same word, パラパラ, but in this sentence, the パラパラ is not representing a sound, but rather an action. Now, Misensei, can we have the sentence?
僕は雑誌をパラパラと見た。In this case, パラパラ is referring to the skimming action. It means the person is not reading every single word of a book.
They're skimming through it.
はい。
So picture someone with a book or a magazine just flipping through with their finger, kind of looking at the pictures, reading a few words here and there. And in this sentence, that's what the para para represents. And in this instance, it's not referring to the sound at all.
そうですね。
It's the action of the person skimming. So we just use the same word, para para, in two different instances. One where it represented a sound, para para, the sound of the pages turning. Then we gave you a second non-sound example, where para para represented the action of someone quickly flipping through the book. In the two examples, the sentences were different. But I think if we can explain this, this will be the key to understanding onomatopoeia. We're going to give you a sample sentence, and this sample sentence can mean two different things depending on the context. Previously I mentioned, we can't translate onomatopoeia unless we hear them in context. This takes it to the ultimate test. Basically, you have a sample sentence that you cannot derive the meaning from unless you know the context. Naomi-sensei, that sample sentence is?
雨がパラパラと降っている。
which can mean it's lightly raining or it's raining here and there. Let's take a look at the first one. It's raining lightly or it's light rain. Naomi-sensei, this is what type of onomatopoeia? It's representing a
sound.
Think of light rain, and then Naomi's going to say the word three times.
Para para, para para, para para.
So the sound of the drops hitting something.
Para 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 para.
So this one is based on the sound. Then the same exact sentence.
雨がパラパラと降っている。
It's raining here and there.
そうですね。It's a bit unnatural, simple sentence.
But we're just going to stick with it just to exemplify this. Just bear with us. We're kind of stretching. We'll give you a better example afterwards, but it's raining here and there. So, para para means separate. Think of the rain falling down. You know, a raindrop falls here and then over there.
Hi.
So the sound balance isn't very natural. So here, then there. Now, in the rain, when it was actually raining and referring to the sound of the rain, those are the different sounds it makes. Let's give you a correct example.
桜がパラパラと咲いている。
Cherry blossoms started blooming here and there. So think of a bunch of cherry trees clustered together. And when they first start to bloom, you have a little on the left side, a little on the right side. It's not completely bloomed yet. They just started here and there.
そうですね。パラパラ。
And separate. Completely unrelated to the sound. So, Naomi-sensei, this one word, para para, from it we derived four meanings.
そうですね。
Depending on the context.
They
were?
The actual sound, para 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 para.
And that was the sound of pages being turned or rain falling.
Right.
Then the non-sound.
Skimming action.
The action. And?
Here and there.
So, two sound, two non-sound. Okay. Now, be sure to pick up the transcript for this lesson. Again, this one's a very, very important one to really understand the difference between the onomatopoeia based on sound and the onomatopoeia based on the appearance, the outward appearance of something. Naomi-sensei, did you read the transcript for this lesson?
Yeah, of course I did. Did you?
Hai, para para to. So I kind of skimmed through it.
So this, you didn't look at every single word of this script.
In the next lesson, we have a word that sounds very similar to today's word.
So this, same P word.
But the meaning is completely different and it's very, very useful. That's all for this lesson. Now, remember, learning onomatopoeia is essential for greater fluency and for taking your Japanese to the next level. Be sure to stop by the website, JapanesePod11.com, and pick up the lesson notes. There you'll find a detailed write-up of onomatopoeia that appeared in this lesson. Also, on the website, you can access some of the previous lessons. With a basic or premium membership, you can access all the audio and lesson notes from this and other lessons. To find out more, stop by JapanesePod11.com. That's going to do for this lesson.
じゃあまた!